GunTalk.com. Now, back to Gun Talk with Washington Times opinion page regular contributor Tom Gresham.
We're playing the four gun challenge. It's kind of fun. And I got a note from John. It says, next week, do the four guns you would get rid of. Let people leave contact information so we can do some wheeling and dealing. John's wanting to add to his collection, not narrow it down to four. When you become a handloader, you start reading about certain things, certain people. When you become a gun geek, certain names keep popping up. One of the names that is going to pop up when you're really into rifles is P.O. Ackley. Interestingly, this is a guy that really a lot of us refer to his books when we're doing our research and reference material. And I got a brand new book, P.O. Ackley, America's Gunsmith. Fred Zeglin joins us right now. He is the author of P.O. Ackley, American Gunsmith. Hey, Fred.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Absolutely. You know, Ackley, of course, is known as like the super wildcatter gunsmith, but he was so much more than that. Why do a book on him?
Well, years ago I did a book on wildcatting in general, and of course I had to touch on Ackley to do that. And then when I started looking for my next project, long story short, I kind of whittled it down from a whole bunch of gunsmiths to just P.O. Ackley. He's an interesting guy. He was well known enough that it was a little easier to find some research material, which always helps.
Sure.
But he was into so many things. I mean, he was a barrel maker. You know, we think of him today as Ackley Improved Cartridges. That's what most people know him for. But
sure.
In his day, he was one of the most famous barrel makers in the United States.
Okay.
He and also he helped get some, the...
I was just going to say, he had some ideas about... he was kind of our go-to guy for a generation of people about rifle accuracy as well, wasn't he?
He certainly was. He, you know, he wrote for a couple of magazines. He wrote for Guns and Ammo and Shooting Times, I believe, for many, many years. And back in that day, you know, you didn't write for two different magazines. The competition was stiff, and they didn't allow that. But in his case, they allowed it.
Yeah, because they were willing, because they said, what's it going to take? I don't care what it takes. We want P.O. Ackley to be writing for us. But the book is interesting because it is a combination. It's actually, I'm almost unique, I would offer. It is a biography, but a technical book with interesting information about reloading and everything else. It's kind of a hybrid book. Let's call it that. What do you think?
I think you're right. I mean, it's really hard to write about somebody like P.O. Ackley, who was an experimenter and was always looking to prove or disprove a wives' tale. You know, if you told him that a gun would do a certain thing, he was going to set up an experiment and test that. He wasn't willing to accept somebody's assertion, you know.
When you, and I'm sure this has happened, somebody says, well, who was P.O. Ackley? What do you tell them?
You know, and I actually hear that a lot. The generation who knew him as a household name in, you know, in the shooting industry is quickly passing away. Many of the people that I interviewed when I was, you know, doing the research phase of the book have passed away. So, you know, obviously that means the market for the book is slipping a little bit. But the important thing, I think, was to record the history because, you know, we're entering this electronic age where everybody's relying on you know, search engines and their computer. And I honestly believe that having books is a real treasure because at some point, maybe that electronic stuff will, you know, fail us. At least if you've got a book on the shelf, you can still refer to it.
And for those who, you know, there's a, I don't know if it's a renewed interest, but there's a huge interest in highly technical rifle things these days. And probably you see it mostly in the long-range shooting world where they, and I'm sure that there have been times when you just kind of have this smile where you're thinking, wow, they're discovering things that P.O. Ackley was writing about 50 or 60 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't deny that, you know, our equipment has improved and our ability to measure things has improved. But he was certainly trying to accomplish all of those things that all shooters try to accomplish today. You know, I mean, every shooter wants an accurate rifle and wants to be able to shoot at longer ranges accurately. And that's certainly something he was interested in. He was a really avid Chuck Hunter, and there's stories about him traveling the western United States shooting rock chucks and prairie dogs and that kind of stuff.
But as you say, he was probably best known for the improved cartridges, actually improved, the 280 probably being the best known since Nosler took it, and it's no longer a Wildcat, it's a standardized cartridge. But the Ackley improved cartridges, he was, you know, blowing out cartridges and straightening out shoulders and having a sharper shoulder on it. And then, of course, later on we come to find out, hey, that really works. And so we end up with a whole line of Winchester short magnums and all the big fat cartridges with the sharper shoulders on them, angles. And those really are more accurate. I guess the guy really didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, accurate, and of course everybody wants velocity. So if you give yourself maximum capacity for the case, then that's where the velocity is going to come from, of course. But you know, he started doing that at the beginning of his career. He started learning barrel making in about 1936, and before he even was building stuff for the public, he had already done a couple of Wildcats privately. So, you know, he started that process almost day one of his career.
Yeah, and of course, there are many who would say that the 280 is one of the finest hunting cartridges out there, and I would not argue against that at all. Fred, where can people get a copy of your book?
Probably the easiest thing is to go to a website called 4drentals.com. So it's number 4, letter D, and then just the word rentals with an S on the end. 4drentals.com. There's also a website. Yep, and another one that's really easy to remember, there's AckleyImproved.com is also carrying the book.
Okay, AckleyImproved.com. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and you can always rely on Gun Digest. They're the publishers for the book, and if you go to their site, it's there as well.
Ah, a Gun Digest book. Yeah, absolutely. That speaks well for it. All right, so the title of the book is P.O. Ackley, America's Gunsmith, and it is by Fred Zeglin. Fred, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and the 25th of this month is Ackley's 114th birthday, so this is a nice way to celebrate it.
That is very cool. Thank you, my friend.